Hey guys, it's Jamie Grace. Welcome to one of these other 5-minute little mini episodes here of Team Single. Today we're going to be talking about online dating again because it seems to be quite the hot topic. And today I want to give you guys 5 reasons that you need to delete your dating app. If this stuff starts happening, then it's possibly a good chance to go ahead and delete the app. Now, before we dig into the 5 reasons, I will first of all say that I think dating apps should really be seen as kind of a casual way to get to know people. And if something awesome happens out of it, then cool, super neat. But I think in the same way that you should never walk into Starbucks desperate to fall in love with whoever you see, don't ever open a dating app just desperate to fall in love and just trying to force something to happen, because it might not happen and you need to be okay with that. So these are 5 reasons why I think, in no particular order, when you should delete your dating app. So I'd say, let's say number 5, if you're exclusively dating someone else, you know, if you guys decide that you're actually dating, you're actually seeing each other, and you know, maybe even in that season when you're trying to figure out what it is, maybe still just not use the app for a while, and then when you decide that you're actually dating each other, actually seeing each other, deactivate your account, delete the app. Like, you'll be fine, take a chance. If you're dating someone, be happy, stop listening to this podcast, and move on, and then come back if things don't turn out. To the podcast, that is, maybe the apps. Number 4, I say if it's the first thing that you think about when you wake up or the last thing you think about before you go to sleep. If you wake up and you're thinking, oh, I wonder if I got any matches, or oh my goodness, I hope that, you know, I got a bunch of replies. Of course, it's okay to be excited about someone that you're talking to and, you know, to feel those feelings and to be happy that they replied or happy that you got matched with them. But if the app itself is the first thing you think of when you wake up or when you go to bed, you're like, let me just get some swiping in before I go to sleep. It's just, let's just call that codependency, delete the app, and work on you for a little while. Number 3, if you're rejecting opportunities to get to know people in real life, okay? So if you've got people in your life that are like, oh, a bunch of us are going, you know, going to have game night, or a bunch of us are going to Disneyland, we're going to all get together, and in your head you're like, oh, but no, what about, you know, basketball guy 552, I think he might say hello to me this evening. You know, if you're missing out on your life because you're stuck in your phone for any reason, the dating app or Instagram or whatever, then that app is consuming your time and it's consuming your energy emotionally. And you need to take some time away from it and just regroup and really enjoy the present moment. Now, I will say that, you know, if you are like in a long distance relationship where there is a lot of texting and calling and FaceTiming, then naturally some things in your real life, air quote real life, might start to seem to take the backseat a little bit. And that's okay, but just don't allow any app to consume your life to where you're missing out on the beauty that's in front of you. I think we're at number 2, and this one cracks me up, but I'd say if you're getting your matches mixed up, you know, if you're talking to so many people that you can't remember which guy has a beard, which guy has a dog, which guy said this, which guy said that, which, you know, person this or that, if you're getting your matches confused, then you have way too many matches. You're just trying to be way too cute. You need to just take a break, take a breather, tell them you've got a lot going on. Just step away from the apps. And maybe you never go back, maybe you do. That's your decision. But if you've got so many that you're getting them confused, you need to calm yourself, because that's not realistic. And then number 1 is if your self-esteem is affected by the amount of or the lack of dates or matches that you're getting. I recommend anybody that has an online dating profile or an app account or whatever, in any kind of dating app, I recommend that you have an accountability partner, a best friend, a sibling, someone in your life that knows that you're on these apps, that can, you know, notice maybe that you seem to not be as excited about life anymore, and maybe it's because you're not getting a lot of matches, or maybe you seem, you know, like you're, I don't know, not handling it well, that you are getting a lot of matches. I think it's important to have an accountability partner, because whether it's online dating or not, the world of dating and getting to know multiple people at one time, or even one person, can be really overwhelming, and you shouldn't be walking through this alone. We should all have accountability partners in our lives, especially when it comes to dating and relationships. This is very important, and we should want to make sure that we're taking it seriously and not just doing any old thing. Okay, guys, those are some reasons why I think you should delete your dating app. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter if you think that there are some other reasons. I would love to know if there's some that I didn't get to, and I would love to answer them in a new episode of the podcast. All right, guys, hit me up on social media at Jamie Grace H. This has been Team Single. Make sure you leave a review in iTunes if you like it, and I might share it on the show. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.